Yes, yeah, so we saw in the report released yesterday by the policing authority, which is an independent report outside of An Garda Síochána, which confirms what the members here in Donegal have been experienced, that the region of the port unit in what was the northern region, which is in Ballyshannon and in Dundalk, is being sucked into Drogheda a lot because of problems down there. And the Gardaí and the community in Donegal are relying on our armed support units in the western, what was the western region, which is Galway and Kilmara. So we've a couple of incidents there in recent weeks where the response time was up to 3 hours. So we have members there dealing with dangerous situations, needing armed backup urgently, or non-lethal weapons like Taser, which are rolled out across most UK police forces, and we have guards in Donegal waiting for up to 3 hours for that backup. It's totally unacceptable. It would be unacceptable in any division. Add the border into it, the problems along the border with Derry and Sirban, the recognised upsurge dissident activity. There is certainly a threat both to our members and to the safety. We have highlighted time and time again the lack of armed backup. We embrace the regional support units as the way forward, but now we find our regional support unit is being deployed to Louth, and we have to wait on one to come from Galway or Castlebar. It's totally unacceptable from both the community and for the members I represent.
Is it a situation that you feel is unsustainable going forward, particularly in the mouth of Brexit, etc.?
Absolutely. Look, the issue here is the inability to scramble local units, local armed units, when the need arises along the border or in relation to, look, we've had an upsurge in domestic violence in this country, and there has been an instance there wherever we require non-lethal force. And again, to say that the unit would be 3 hours away is unacceptable. Years ago, we could always scramble local members with an Uzi submachine gun and wait until more support arrived. That is something that we have called for the reinstatement of, maybe not the Uzi, but a suitable replacement that can be deployed at local level. Time and time again, our concerns have been ignored, and we saw what happened in Derry with the murder of Leary McKee, and we saw what happened with the bomb down on the border in Fermanagh. So certainly members of An Garda Síochána operating as unarmed police service along the border need to have the safety and knowledge to know that armed backup is available if required, and that simply is very patchy and lacking at the moment.